All right, now we are recording.
All right, we're back, bitches.
Woo!
And Sydney's a dumbass because we are recording all over again because she lost the audio file. So
I have a baby Yoda! He's adorable.
That's not saving you.
He's adorable.
That's not saving you from my annoyance with you at the moment.
But he's adorable.
Congrats. So, yeah, we disappeared for a while. Shit really hit the fan. We were at first just going to take like a week or two, and then my mom had back surgery, and the end of 2020 just wasn't good to either of us.
No.
Yeah. Sydney has set an officially unofficial wedding date. You want to tell him?
Woo! No, just kidding. September 17th, 2022.
Yeah, that. We're literally just, like, speeding through it. Yeah. I drove past my asshole ex-stepdad's work today. I flipped him off. It made me very happy. And I told Sydney she can't get married on September 10th because that was my mom and his wedding anniversary. He was a stupid fucking asshole who wanted to do 9, 10, 11. That was their actual anniversary date. But he wanted to start doing the vows at 12, 13. If you did that, that's totally fine. We don't care. It's just everything he did was garbage.
Can confirm.
Yes. And now, major trigger warning for this entire case. It is awful.
Yeah. It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah. Oh, and also one more thing. I came to a conclusion that it is not alcohol, marijuana, or caffeine that is the gateway drug to harder drugs. It is trauma.
We love trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, and you might be traumatized after this, so, you know what? Smoke a bowl for me, bitches.
And all you bitches can turn this episode off. I cannot.
Yeah, we won't blame you if you decide to leave, but unfortunately Sydney has to be forced to go through this with me.
Twice, by the way, because I edit.
Yes, twice.
This will be fun.
You're welcome. Gotta love our job.
Oh yeah, so much.
So, I am covering the biggest fucking monster bitch that has literally ever walked. Gertrude Benazuski. And I don't know if that's how you say her last name, and I don't fucking care, because she's a monster and she doesn't get to have her name read correctly.
Can confirm.
This is also known as the Sylvia Likens case, so feel free to turn it off if you need.
Yes.
So, Gertrude Van Fusen was born in 1929. Little is known about her childhood, except that she was the third child out of six, and that she was, very close with her father, but had a strained relationship with her mother, which was further strained once Gertrude's father passed in 1940. Gertrude at the time was 11 when her father died, and she watched him die from a heart attack.
Hooray.
Right? Gotta love trauma.
So much. Spicy deja vu.
By the way, trauma is not an excuse to be a shitty person. Sydney and I have both gone through extensive trauma, and we have never murdered somebody that you can prove. So when Gertrude was 16, she dropped out of high school and married 18-year-old John Banazuski, who would later become a police officer, and they would have a total of 4 children together, named Paula, Stephanie, John, and Marie.
What was that weird ass episode we covered that one time and their kids were like fluorine and whatever and whatever?
Oh, that was our very, very first one, Giggling Granny.
Yeah, I just remembered the kids' names, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God. I mean, fucking giggling granny's children were saints compared to these assholes.
Agreed. All right, let's do this shit. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think giggling granny's, like, kids just went on to be normal, productive humans of society, so...
I think so. I just remember that they had weird-ass names.
Yeah, and she murdered two of them. That's
fine. Yeah!
Anyways, so John was known to be very, very volatile and would beat her for, quote, annoying him.
Great!
And he would beat her in front of the children. So, like, don't do that. That's gonna fuck your kids up, a lot. We're just gonna keep it at, just don't beat your significant other. And don't beat them in front of the children.
Exactly. Okay, continue.
So, they were together for 10 years and then ended up getting a divorce and she was given custody of the children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A year after the divorce, Gertrude met and married Edward Gerthy, who ended up divorcing her after 3 months because he was, quote, tired of having her children around.
Great.
Right? So shortly after this, Gertrude and John got back together and got remarried. And they had two more children, Shirley and James, and were married for an additional 7 years before permanently divorcing in 1963.
Bruh. Stop it. Right.
Yeah.
Your ex is your ex for a reason.
Right. But so short... never mind. I'm starting to, like, reread the last bullet point.
So proud of you.
I can do podcasting.
Clearly.
So, Gertrude is now 37 and started having an affair and moved in with 23-year-old Dennis Lee White, who was also abusive.
Yes, she's not 37 in 2021. She's probably dead. She's 37 in our story.
Yes, 37 in the story. No, she is very much dead, thank God.
Yes.
She had two pregnancies with him. One ended in a miscarriage. Some people think that was a result of one of his beatings, which is obviously horrible and very, very sad. Still doesn't give her the right to kill people.
Correct.
And just obviously don't beat your significant other.
Yes.
And then she gave birth to their son, Dennis Jr., and he would be her last child. In total, she would have 7 children and 6 miscarriages.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Just, oh my God, I cannot imagine having 7 children.
I cannot imagine 6 miscarriages.
Yeah, no. That's a sad topic we're not getting into.
Yes, good plan.
So shortly after Junior's birth, Dennis Sr. would abandon Gertrude and her children, leaving her destitute because she would rely on Dennis financially because, you know, it was the 60s.
And men. Angry goat noises. That wasn't a goat noise.
That was some kind of bird.
Yeah. Angry goat noises. Ah.
That sounded a little bit like a sheep.
Yeah, goat, sheep, same difference.
I have a feeling you're wrong, but I'm not going to Google it right now.
I also think I'm wrong. Do not email us.
No, fucking email us and tell Sydney how wrong she is, because that is one of my favorite pastimes.
Shut up.
Love you.
Yeah, you better continue.
So, she now had to support herself and 7 children with the occasional child support from John, which wasn't reliable. Which wasn't reliable in doing odd jobs around town like babysitting and doing people's laundry.
Palate palate cleanser. Not that we needed one right now, I just thought it would be funny.
No, no, save that shit for a lot, well, not much later, but.
So. Great.
It's about to go to shit real quick, and I have 8 pages of this.
Hooray.
She went through with a paternity suit against Dennis to get him to help pay for his child. The courts did side with Gertrude, but Dennis was a shithead and wouldn't pay.
Of course not. He's a man. I love that that's my reason that he won't pay, is solely because he is a man.
I mean, it's a very good reason. Reason? Wow. Reason. I can't talk today. Dear
women. Theodosia. I'm sorry.
Dear Theodosia, never rely on a man. Do shit on your own.
I was listening to Hamilton before we started recording, so it's not my fault that that's stuck in my head.
No, I know. When we were Snapchatting each other and sending videos, I literally heard one of the Hamilton songs in the background, and I have never been more proud of you.
I have a literal addiction to Hamilton.
I know. Funny thing is I introduced it to you years ago, and you still loved it, but, like, ever since the movie came out, you've had a real, real addiction.
David Diggs and Lin-Manuel Miranda, just sell it.
And Philippa So, and just everybody.
Yes. Every single person in that musical. Oh, my God. Okay.
French kiss. I love them all.
Yes, same. Let's go and be sad.
Yes. Gertrude's life began to crumble around her after this. Her health started to decline due to multiple illnesses that couldn't be identified. She stopped having good hygiene and would barely eat. Like, if you look at pictures of her, her face is so sunken in. She's so scary looking. Like, oh my God. I would never leave my children with her. This led to her rather horrifying appearance. She started to have a receding hairline, sunken in eyes, and overall a skeletal figure. She also started calling herself Mrs. Wright and claimed that she did marry Dennis before he abandoned her, which allowed her to keep some respectability about her, but that went out the door very quickly.
So, like, imagine a skeleton with skin and hair. Bam, Gertrude.
A receding hairline of very gross hair.
Yes. Bam, like Gertrude.
Yeah, that was not a good color on her. If anybody else has the same hair color as Gertrude, it looks beautiful on you, but just because of how gross of a human being she is, everything looks gross and is garbage on her.
Yes.
Just like my old stepdad.
Great.
Okay, so now we're gonna take it back a little bit to January 3rd, 1949, when Sylvia Marie Likens was born and was the third of 5 children to carnival workers Lester Cecil Likens and Elizabeth Francis, who went by Betty.
Elizabeth went by Buddy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think because, like, you know, a nickname for Elizabeth is Beth, Betty, kind of similar.
Oh, Betty. Oh, my God.
What did you think I said?
Buddy, like Buddy the Elf.
Oh, my God, I wish.
Hi. I can hear.
Yeah. Sylvia also had a younger sister, Jenny, who had polio and had to wear a steel brace on one of her legs as a result of the polio.
That's not sad at all.
Nope. Vaccinate your kids so they don't get polio.
Yes.
Their parents' marriage and just kind of overall life wasn't very stable. The parents would sell candy, soda, and beer at the carnival, and they would have to move frequently, which all caused them to have financial problems. They would let their sons travel with them for work to help out, but didn't like to have their daughters travel with them due to safety concerns and their schooling. So the girls would stay with relatives, usually was their grandma, which, like, one, I respect and I agree, but also, two, why was it the only the girls that had to stay home?
Jesus.
They couldn't work at the carnival?
You just got so fucking loud.
I, like, brought the microphone very close to my mouth for that.
I figured I was literally coloring a leaf peacefully, and then all of a sudden I almost stabbed my computer with the pencil.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, I love things.
I just heard the doggos, and I can hear your pencil.
No, you can't.
But I'm joking, you know, that was probably a very, very good idea to not bring their daughters with them when they were traveling with the circus.
Yes.
So when Sylvia was a teenager, she started babysitting to earn money and would give some of her earnings to her mother. And this is just, she was such a good human. Her friends would call her Cookie because of her light brown hair and would describe her as friendly, confident, and lively.
My heart.
I know. She was known to be very protective over Jenny and would visit the local skating rink with Jenny and would put a skate on her strong leg. And Sylvia would hold her hand and lead her around the rink.
I'm not crying, you're crying. My heart.
In June of 1965, Sylvia and Jenny were living with their parents with their parents, but on July 3rd, 1965, their mom was put in jail for shoplifting. And shortly after that was when their dad arranged for them to board with Gertrude, whose daughter Stephanie met Sylvia at Arsenal Technical High School. Gertrude promised that she would care for the girls as good as she cared for her own daughters until he returned. So he left them there in her care so he could return to the circus. But he would later come to regret this.
Wait, so why did they wind up staying with Gertrude and not their grandma like they normally do?
I didn't see anything that said why. I think, well, so, hold on, no, just kidding, I lied. So, kind of the varying reports, some say that, like, Stephanie and Sylvia were, like, best friends for a little bit. And, you know, Sylvia was telling Stephanie about how she was gonna have to go and stay with her grandma, and that's when Stephanie came to Gertrude and was like, hey ma'am, like, can my friends come live with us? Like, but also there's other reports that Stephanie and Sylvia actually hated each other, but she, like, Gertrude was just already offering home and board, and that's, and Sylvia's dad, like, found that, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know exactly why they didn't go with their grandma, but he's definitely going to be wishing that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Put them with the grandma.
For sure.
So they agreed on Gertrude being paid $20 a week until they could get the girls, which was planned to be November of that year. For the first couple of weeks, everything was perfect. The girls would help in housework, rarely got in trouble, and would even go to Sunday school with the rest of the children. But unfortunately, things turned to the worst when Lester's promised payments stopped arriving on the agreed dates, which, I mean, obviously, they're working in the circus, like, maybe being able to send $20 a week on this specific date was just not able to happen. Postal service, I don't know. It's not like they just stopped paying for the girls' room and board. It just stopped arriving on the exact date that Gertrude wanted it on. Hello?
Sorry, I had it muted so you couldn't hear me coloring, but that's weird as shit.
No, it's, I don't care if I can hear you coloring. It's like, I would like to at least hear your feedback, so that way I know that you're there.
Well, yes, but I'm sure that the podcast doesn't want to hear me coloring. Anyways, continue.
But so things turned to the worst when Lester's promised payments stopped arriving on the agreed dates. She reportedly made the girls lay on her bed with their skirts and underwear around their ankles while she beat their butts with a quarter-inch thick paddle while screaming, "I took care of you bitches for a week for nothing."
Great. I hate everything already.
Yeah, this is where it just all goes downhill. In late August, the girls got beaten approximately 15 times on the back with the same paddle because Paula wanted to be a little bitch and accused the girls of eating too much at the church dinner. Yeah. Part of the abuse that the girls were subjected to was not being fed sufficient food, which led to the girls eating leftovers or digging for rotten food in the trash cans.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Sadly, a lot of the abuse seemed to be focused on Sylvia, even Paula, who was supposed to be Sylvia's friend, would take part in the beatings because she was jealous of how pretty Sylvia was. And it is true, Sylvia was just gorgeous. She was such a beautiful young girl who had so much to offer, and her life got taken away from her so soon. She like hadn't even started her life yet, and it pisses me off. And yeah, Paula looks like a bunch of garbage.
Oh my god, I just looked up Sylvia. She is so pretty.
I know, right?
So I'm not crying, you're crying.
But so, I know that at the beginning it said that Stephanie met Sylvia at Arson. So, again, varying reports. Some say it's Stephanie, some say that it was Paula. I couldn't find, like, very concrete evidence of who was friends with who and, like, how they, like, came into this arrangement. But I don't... There's more important shit to focus on.
Yes. Eee.
Right? Did you just look up Paula?
She looks like she's been on drugs her whole life.
Right! She's not pretty. So yeah, of course she'd be jealous of Sylvia. Sylvia's gorgeous. Oh,
yep.
Poor girl.
Yep.
So Sylvia and Paula might have possibly actually hated each other from the beginning. Different sources say different things, which is annoying.
Great.
Because they weren't given sufficient food, the girls also would collect recyclable items and sold them and use the money to buy some candy because, you know, they were young and, you know, were like, ooh, let's get candy over a carrot.
You know?
Although I would honestly take a carrot over candy, but whatever.
I do not believe you.
No, oh my god, dude. I love carrots. Like, when I was in elementary school, my mom, like, once bought, like, just a bag of carrots for me to snack on. This was recent, like, it was pretty recently after I had been diagnosed with hypoglycemia. I literally just munched on those carrots. I love carrots. They just have to be raw. I can't eat cooked carrots. I like the crunch.
You're so picky.
Yeah, I know. But so anyways, Gertrude actually accused the girls of stealing the candy and beat Sylvia because of that.
Great.
Yeah. God. This is really difficult. One day Sylvia came home from school and was talking about her birth. Oh my god. Was talking about her boyfriend she had at school to Jenny, you know, like sisters do.
Yeah.
When Gertrude's eldest daughter heard this and kicked Sylvia in the vagina and accused her of being pregnant. Yeah. Gertrude then asks Sylvia if she had ever, quote, done anything with a boy. And Sylvia, being unsure of what Gertrude meant, because, like, obviously that's so fucking vague. Like, I've done a lot of shit with boys, and that doesn't even mean, like, sexually.
Like, exactly.
Fucking clarify. So, Sylvia replied, I guess so. She was so innocent. She told Gertrude about the time she would go with boys to the skate park, went to the beach, and the one time that she very, very innocently laid down with her boyfriend under the sheets.
I have so much to yell. It's fine.
I know. This little girl, like, oh wow, the worst thing she's done with a boy was laid with her boyfriend under the sheets. Very innocently, like, damn it, like, I found nothing saying, like, where they took their clothes. Like, just how many times have you laid under the sheets with your boyfriend and that's all that you did? You were just cold and you were like, sheets.
Yes.
Gertrude asked her why she would do such things, and Sylvia just shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't know. Like, why do we do anything that we do? We just do it.
Exactly. Especially when we're that young, like.
Yeah. Like, I think Sylvia at this time was 15, maybe.
Oh my god, you at 15 did literally the opposite of anything anyone told you.
yeah, no. Like, Sylvia already is a fucking angel, but, like, compared to me, she is, like, the most innocent, holiest of angels possible.
Oh dear.
And the most that this little girl did was laid with her boyfriend under the sheets. I just... Yeah, no, exactly. When you're 15, you don't know why you're doing anything. Like, literally, I don't know why I did half the shit that I did other than because I could.
Okay, when I was 15, I had a goddamn rainbow mohawk. And I don't know why I decided that that looked okay. Because it looked horrendous.
It really did. I love you, but it did.
It was so bad. Even Ian was like, this does not look good.
Yeah, but like at the time, we were like, oh, that's so cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You're just doing shit for the hell of it. Because this is like the time of your life when you're actually starting to get like, a little bit of freedom, you know, you're close to getting your license, so you're kind of just pushing, you know, the social boundaries, for me, parental boundaries, like, you're just pushing any and all boundaries that you can, just for the fucking shit of it.
Exactly.
So, that was a very perfectly fine answer of, I don't know, while she shrugged her shoulders. Can't count how many times I gave that as a reasoning as to why I did shit. So several days, and like, she just ended the conversation. Sylvia thought, like, okay, everything's fine. She just wanted to know what I've done with guys, whatever. Several days later, Gertrude brought the subject back up by telling Sylvia that her stomach was getting big and it looked like she was getting ready to have a baby.
No, that's not how you handle any situation.
Why the flying fuck would you say that to literally anybody ever?
Yeah, for real. Unless you know for a fact that they are pregnant. Like
exactly,
that they took a pregnancy test and told you it was positive, and then you can say, oh, it's looking like you're showing.
Yeah, literally, when I'm pregnant, I am expecting you to make fun of me and how big I get.
I wasn't planning on it, but cool.
Oh, I figured that you would because it's you. That's how we are.
I'm not that evil.
Okay, but so Anyways, Sylvia thought Gertrude was joking around because, you know, that's what me and my mom did. Like, you know, I've always been so skinny that you can tell if, like, I've ate a big meal. Like, everybody, after they have a big meal, gets a little bloated. That's how bodies work.
Yeah.
And my mom and I would joke around all the time, like, how, oh, I was getting so big, I must be, like, especially after that pregnancy rumor, that, like, we joked all the time that I was pregnant, and I would always be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm so big, I need to go on a diet, meh.
That's so beautiful.
I know. So, like, Sylvia's reasoning is completely logical, but she thought Gertrude was joking and went along with it, saying that her stomach was getting big and that she needed to go on a diet.
Mm.
Because literally, who has not ever, like, made that joke when you thought somebody else was joking with you, you know?
Exactly.
She was so innocent. Gertrude then flipped her fucking crazy switch on and informed all of the girls in the house that when they do anything with boys, they will get pregnant, and then proceeded to kick Sylvia in the genitals.
I'm literally over here angrily shaking my hand. It's fine.
Oh, this is gonna make you even more upset. Paula, who was actually 3 fucking months pregnant at the time, participated in the abuse by shoving Sylvia off of the chair in the kitchen floor and screaming, "You ain't fit to sit in a chair."
Oh my god!
No, I agree with you. Like, Gertrude is literally abusing Sylvia, claiming that she's pregnant, and then when Sylvia, like, goes along with it and is joking about it, proceeds to kick her in the genitals. But Paula, who has clearly fucking had sex because she's 3 months pregnant, gets nothing.
Does Gertrude know that Paula's pregnant?
Oh yeah, she is very much aware that she was 3 months that she was pregnant.
What?
Right? This is just gross and gonna make you feel, at least it made me feel a little bit nauseous. It might make you feel nauseous too. Another punishment Sylvia endured was one time she was fed a hot dog with a fucking like all the condiments that were available on it and ended throwing it all up. It's unclear if something had been done to anger Gertrude, like, to make her do this, or if it was just done out of plain old cruelty. But then Gertrude proceeded to force Sylvia to eat it up again as punishment for throwing up.
No. You know, I think I'm just gonna go find the nearest bucket real fast.
I don't blame you.
Does anyone else have a weird taste in their mouth now?
Nope, just you.
Great.
Supposedly as retaliation towards for all the abuse, Sylvia then started to spread rumors about Stephanie and Paula at their high school, claiming that they were prostitutes, which totally, like, if I go back to, like, my 15, 16-year-old self, and I was going, and I was living with people who were absolutely abusing me, I would fucking start a rumor that the girls that I was sharing the home with were prostitutes. Fuck yeah, I would.
Exactly. Is there evidence that she actually spread it, or is it just, like, speculation?
Well, it's gonna get a little bit kind of further. We'll confirm it, although, like, I never saw, like, true evidence.
Okay.
But let me get ahead. But, like, yes, obviously don't spread rumors that people are prostitutes, but I can very well see myself doing this if I was in her exact situation.
Exactly.
And I know a shit ton of, like, I know you would have done the same thing, like.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a petty ass bitch.
You really are. Like, you're young, you're dumb, nothing is fully formed, and you're being abused? Yeah, you're gonna do shit that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I need agua. Un momento.
Not gonna lie, the squeak of the bottle sounded like a mouse, and I was like, are you killing something?
Yeah, I just kill mice in my pastime.
Hi.
I really don't. I have never seen a mouse in my entire life. I've only ever seen rats.
Bull fucking shit. There was that one time that Ian brought a mouse into the apartment and you lost your shit.
Oh, yeah. Never mind, yeah, I have. I forgot about that. I blocked that out. That was traumatizing. All right. Mom also freaked out.
Well, yeah, but Mom's not on the podcast saying that she's never seen a mouse.
I forgot about it. Okay, leave me and my traumatized brain alone.
Oh, fine.
So Stephanie at the time had a boyfriend who was 15-year-old Coy Howard, and so she told him about these rumors, and he literally fucking beat Sylvia because of it. He slapped her, hit her head against the wall, and then flipped her backwards on the floor.
Jesus Christ. I mean, in high school, people were talking shit about me, but fucking Ian didn't go beat their asses. Goddamn.
I forgot. What were they saying?
I have no idea. I couldn't hear shit, but he made me tell my teacher, and I didn't want to.
Oh. We obviously didn't care enough. I'm sure many, many people talked shit about me.
Well, like, I fucking couldn't care less. I was like, their opinion didn't matter to me. I had literally just come back from surgery, so I looked like a disaster, and the only thing I cared about was graduating on time. So...
Yeah. Yeah, no. No, we didn't care what people said.
Yeah.
So when Gertrude found out about these rumors, she also used the same paddle that she had used at the beginning on Sylvia again.
Yeah, put the paddle away! I'm gonna burn the paddle!
Right? Only use paddles on two consenting adults, please.
Yes. That is the only time it is okay.
Yes. Oh God, this is just awful. This whole case is awful, but there's, like, specific parts that are just... Ugh. One time, Paula was beating Sylvia in the face so hard and so badly, she broke her own fucking wrist, had to get a cast, and then would use that cast to further beat Sylvia.
Okay, two things. One, I hope her wrist is still fucked up, because... It's not hard to break your own cast. It's really not.
Yeah, and especially, like, I don't know the specific dates, but during this time, oh, fuck yeah, I bet, like, I bet she just made shit worse, and I hope, like, her wrist was permanently fucked up.
Same. And two, holy shit.
Yeah.
How do you beat someone so badly you break your own goddamn wrist?
I do not know. I didn't look into it because I didn't want to.
Well, that's fair. It was more of a rhetorical question, but oh my God.
No, I know. Like, you beat somebody in the face so hard. You, not like, broke your hand, because, like, yeah, some people can do, like, you broke your wrist. What the fuck were you doing? Gertrude would constantly accuse Sylvia of being promiscuous and being a prostitute, and would go on long rants about how disgusting sex work is, which is totally false. Get your money however you need to. We support sex work here.
Yes.
This is really sad. Gertrude would also force Jenny to beat her sister, and would beat her if she didn't comply.
That's the part that hurts me the most of this whole case.
I know. I'm gonna hurt you worse, but no, seriously, like, this is. I cannot imagine being in Jenny's situation because either way, you don't win. It's either you are hurting your sister, the person who has protected you and taken care of you while you struggled with polio, or you don't do it, and not only does your sister still get beaten, but then you get beaten as well.
Well, can you just like imagine poor Sylvia is probably like not necessarily encouraging, but like wanting her sister to do it just so she won't get beat?
Yeah, like it's literally telling Jenny, like, it's okay, you know, it's okay, do what she's telling you so that way you don't get abused. Like, Sylvia is taking on so much that she shouldn't have to at such a young age. And oh my, like, I just, oh my God, like, I don't blame Jenny whatsoever. They were both in such an awful situation, and like, I can't imagine what Jenny had to live with
Oh
and
my
like
God.
how hard that must have been. Because, like, you obviously just know, like, at first, Jenny would refuse,
Yeah.
and like, so as Sylvia, I can't imagine sitting there watching like your sister being beaten because she didn't want to beat you.
Exactly.
It just is so sad. I can't. Gertrude and her daughters would invite the neighborhood kids over. Like, oh my, I hate these neighborhood kids. They are just as fucking terrible and just as much of trash and as Gertrude is. And I hope all of them died an absolutely fucking awful death and are in the worst fucking place that they possibly could in the afterlife, doing exactly like being treated the way they treated fucking Sylvia. Like, I have seen these arguments of like, oh, they were just kids, like they didn't fully understand what they were doing, and like they
Bullshit,
just
you
done it.
don't. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and like, no, this is what I've read. I obviously don't believe, or like they were just doing it because like they thought like it would make them cool. I don't know. I'm sorry. Fuck that. Fuck you. Like, I don't give a fuck how young you are. You know that this shit is not, like, I'm going to go into some specifics. You know exactly what you're doing is wrong and fucked up. And the fact that nobody went and fucking told their parents about this shit is disgusting. I hate all of these humans so much.
Same. They fucking knew. Like, you can't say that, oh, they were just kids. They didn't know. They knew. One of the first things you learn as a freaking kid is right from wrong.
No, the first thing you're taught is you don't hit people.
Exactly.
And then it's right from wrong.
Yeah,
Like,
well.
but yeah, no, these are two things that are instilled into you so fucking young. And I don't even care if you haven't been taught this shit. It's just human nature to not want to see another human being hurting.
Exactly.
Like, you see all the time little toddlers who, you know, they haven't been taught really almost anything, and if they see somebody that they love, or even just a random stranger crying, they will go up to this person and like hug them. So that is like, you cannot tell me like, oh, that's something you have to be taught. That is human nature that you were just born with, unless you're a sociopath, or God, I can't. I'm so upset. I can't think of the other thing. Like, unless, like, you have to actually have a mental illness to not be born with this. And even then, you are then taught that.
Exactly.
Like, I dated a sociopath, like, clinically diagnosed sociopath. And he literally looked at me one time and he said, "You do know that I could very easily kill you and I wouldn't feel a thing I'm not going to because I like you and I care about you. Like, as much as he could care about a human.
That's not terrifying at all.
It was actually weirdly comforting. It was weird.
Okay, psychopath.
But, like, oh my god. This makes me so angry. But so, they would practice karate kicks on her. They would cut her. They put cigarettes out on her skin. And the autopsy shows that she had over 100 burns just from cigarette butts. They sexually assaulted her and caused a lot of damage to her vagina.
Didn't they, like, beat her so badly that she physically could not hold in her pee, like she would wet the bed because of how badly she was beaten?
You're getting ahead of me.
Oh. I love you. How do you like it when I steal your thunder?
Yeah. But, so obviously, Sylvia would pass out from the pain sometimes because...
As you fucking do.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never, like... Oh my god, I can't imagine what she went through. And this, like, would pass out when Gertrude was abusing her, which angered Gertrude so much more that she would literally bang Sylvia's head against the floor to wake her up.
That's not how that works. Like, at all. It's the complete opposite.
You're right. One time to, quote, entertain Gertrude and the teenage fucking wastes of anything, Sylvia was forced to strip naked in the middle of their living room, insert a Coca-Cola bottle inside her vagina, gosh, and Gertrude then told Sylvia in front of everyone that this was to, quote, show Jenny what kind of girl you are. She made her little sister sit and watch this happen.
How much younger is Jenny than Sylvia?
Let me quickly Google that. I meant to look that up, but I was very upset.
A year. So she's a year younger than Sylvia.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So she's, like, 13, 14, watching this being done, like, watching her little, I'm so angry right now. Watching her older sister be completely abused by this family that their parents trusted would take care of them. And then watching her be completely fucking humiliated. All for what? I'm so angry. Gertrude eventually banned Sylvia from going to school because Sylvia needed a tracksuit for gym class and Gertrude refused to buy it for her, and so Sylvia ended up stealing the tracksuit. And so, like, you know, that's just... Again, if I was in Sylvia's situation, I don't think I would do any differently. You're so just young, and you don't, like, you're just like, I have to have this thing for school, but they won't buy it for me, but I need it for school. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not condoning stealing, and I see where this is coming. I see, like, why Sylvia did this.
Yeah.
Gertrude then... whipped Sylvia with a 3-inch wide police belt.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. She then switched to talking about the evils of premarital sex while she repeatedly kicked Sylvia in the vagina.
Says this bitch, her fucking daughter is pregnant.
Right?
Just saying.
Don't condone this. Period. If you're gonna have premarital sex, okay, cool, whatever. Live your goddamn life. But seriously, she's going to be doing this shit to Sylvia while her own daughter, her own flesh and blood, is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And is not married, is still in high, like, seriously? She was just doing this just to be an absolute bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Gertrude's daughter, Stephanie, then came to Sylvia in this moment screaming, quote, she didn't do anything, but I don't care. Stephanie can still burn in hell. She's gross.
Yes.
Gertrude then burned Sylvia's fingertips with matches before whipping her some more.
Great.
Yeah. And then Gertrude repeatedly whipped Jenny a couple of days later after supposedly stealing a gym shoe for her strong foot. So, once again, I think it is just the whole, you know, she needed these shoes for gym class. She only technically needed one shoe for her strong foot. Again, Gertrude wouldn't buy it for her. And now you're a young child stuck in this predicament of you don't know what to do.
Exactly.
And it's not like their parents were anywhere around. Their parents were, you know, at work at the circus.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were obviously way too terrified to tell anybody about the abuse that they were suffering because Gertrude would literally threaten to kill them if they did.
Great.
They were even too scared to tell their family on the occasions that they would come and visit.
How do they hide that, though? Like, Sylvia has to at least have some type of fucked up face from when whatever the fuck her head, her head, whatever the fuck her bucket was, broke her wrist.
I think that when the parents were, like, dropping the girls off, they said, like, okay, we'll be, like, these are the dates that we can come and visit. And so, and this is how you know, they knew exactly what they were doing, and this wasn't, like, just a flying into a fit of rage. They probably, like, basically scheduled it out at, not scheduled, but were like, okay, well, this is how long it takes for, like, a cut or a bruise to heal, so when it comes to, like, these many days or these many weeks before the parents come into town, we won't hit in the face or anywhere that is, like, visible that can't be hidden by clothing.
I hate them.
Me too. This is so disgusting. It's thought that this was also because the girls were always in the presence of Gertrude or her children when the family came and visited.
Of course they were. They wanted to make sure they wouldn't freaking tattle.
Oh my god, this makes... Mm-hmm. Gertrude would then look at Sylvia and ask, what are you going to do now, Sylvia? Now they're gone.
Die is the answer.
Unfortunately, yeah, but just... What a sick fuck. Like, she knew what she was doing. So, Sylvia and Jenny had an older sister named Diana who actually still lived in Indiana, and they ran into each other in the park in September. I don't know why they weren't living with Diana or anything. Like, just trust your family, people. Just trust your family.
Yeah, literally. Don't leave your kids with anyone else. Only family. Unless your family's toxic, don't leave them with them.
Yeah. Don't leave them with anybody toxic or that you barely know.
Yes.
This is a moment where I really want to fucking just punch Diana, and I hope she feels really shitty about this for... I hope she felt really shitty about this for the rest of her life. Jenny told Diana of the abuse that they were experiencing, but Diana just thought that they were exaggerating the situation.
I'm sorry? Who...
Right? Like, coming from somebody who was experiencing abuse at home and people thought that I was faking it for attention or that I was exaggerating, and I wasn't, always fucking believe somebody if they come up to you and they tell you that they are being abused.
I'm breathing. Because
the worst thing that could happen is you find out that they're lying, and then you, like, and then whatever punishments ensue from there is a result of their own actions, and they asked for it because they lied about something that you shouldn't lie or joke about. Mm-hmm. Or you find out that they are genuinely being abused and you get them out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes out of not believing somebody when they come to you and tell you that they have been experiencing any form of abuse, because it is very, very uncommon for people to actually lie about being abused, because we as humans just know that that is something that is so fucked up, you don't joke about it. Like, literally, it is such a, it's such a small percentage of people that there is no good reason to not believe somebody.
Exactly.
You could literally save somebody's life by believing them. A couple weeks before this situation, the girls had ran into their sister in the same park, but were accompanied by 11-year-old Marie. Sylvia mentioned that she was hungry to her old, or mentioned to her older sister that she was hungry, so Diana gave her a sandwich.
You know, as you do.
As you do as a good sister, you, like, one of your siblings is coming to you and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so fucking hungry. Like, okay, have a sandwich. A couple weeks later in September, Marie, being the little fucking bitch that she is, tells her mother of this, and Gertrude goes crazy, screaming about how Sylvia had taken part in gluttony before her and Paula both strangled and bludgeoned her. And then the pair put Sylvia in a bath of scalding hot water to, quote, cleanse her of her skins. Or, sorry, cleanse her. I'm so angry. Cleanse her of her sins, while Gertrude gripped Sylvia's hair and would bang her head against the faucet to wake her up when she would pass out from how fucking hot it was.
You literally make her dig trash to eat. Okay, let her have a fucking sandwich. It's not gluttony.
Okay, so shortly after this, a neighbor calls the high school to anonymously report a girl with open sores all over her body living at that residence. This school failed her so fucking badly. And I want to say that unfortunately that does not seem to come to a surprise to me, because I'm sorry, I feel like the public school system fails their children all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And we'll, like, get in, like, you'll even, like, there's even more of a reason as to why I have to say this in regards to this case that you'll hear at the, like, more end of the story. So, the girl... The school sends a nurse to the address, but when the nurse arrives, Gertrude informs the nurse that Sylvia had ran away the previous week and she didn't know where she was. Which, like, I'm sorry, if a child with whom you were entrusted to take care of while her parents were away just fucking ran away, why wouldn't you call the school? Why wouldn't you call the police? Why wouldn't you just fucking do something?
If you were the nurse, why wouldn't you be like, okay, let's call the police together then?
Yeah, like, why? No, but Gertrude then added that Sylvia was out of control and the open sores were a result of her refusal to maintain good hygiene, and that she was a bad influence on her children and on her sister Jenny. The school made no further investigations into the matter.
No.
Right?
No.
So this is why I have to say they fucking failed her.
They really did.
Yeah. So Diana ended up finding where the girls were living and went to try and visit them, but Gertrude refused to let her visit, claiming that her parents had told her not to let her visit with the girls and threatened to call the police on her for trespassing. If I was Diana, I literally would have been like, "Okay, call the fucking police, because I deserve to see my sisters."
Exactly.
And you know what? If she had, then the police might have actually been able to go inside, see the girls, see what bad condition specifically Sylvia was in, and Sylvia would still be alive to, like, would have still lived. I don't know if she would be alive to this day, but she would have lived past 16, because she dies at 16.
Great.
So, later, Diana runs into Jenny and asks about Sylvia, and Jenny literally says, "I can't tell you or I'll get in trouble." Why doesn't this raise any red flags? Because from the rest of what I read, like, that's it with Diana. Why doesn't this raise any red flags to you? Why doesn't this make you contact your parents, contact the police, fucking go and demand to see your sister again?
Exactly.
What the fuck? Like, literally, if somebody just, like, yes, I know I don't specifically have, like, blood siblings, but if that had even happened with just my friends, oh my god, I would raise literal hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and Satan would go and find them.
Me and Satan.
Like, walking arm in arm, just like, we're finding them, goddammit.
Yep.
Because of how extreme the abuse, because of how extreme the abuse was, Sylvia became incontinent, which means she no longer had control of her urinary movements.
Yeah.
And was never allowed to use the restroom, resulted in her peeing all over herself. Because of this, Gertrude put Sylvia in the basement and tied her up. Majority of the time, Sylvia would be naked, rarely fed, and rarely given water. Occasionally, she was tied to the railing on the basement stairs where her feet could barely touch the floor.
Great.
And that's where we're ending it.
Great! So, this is part one of The Death of Us.
Yeah. I'm upsetty spaghetti.
I'm very upsetty spaghetti.
This is just... I hate everything. I hate everyone. Everything is trash.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well... if you enjoyed whatever the fuck this was, you can follow us on Instagram.
Hold up, let me find the stuff. We haven't plugged this shit in a while.
That's very true.
B.witchespod.
On Twitter.
@_witches.
Join our Facebook group.
Yeah, which is Bitches and Witches Podcast, and the glorious, glorious, glorious password is Giggling Granny. And make sure that you agree to all of the rules. Just fill out every single question. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, for real. We promise it's not hard. We literally give you all the answers right now.
Yeah. You don't even have to listen. Like, we're still not being picky about the password.
Exactly.
We just want you to read the rules.
Go to our website, which
I still
is...
I don't know it.
Yeah, I figured you didn't. I was gonna say it. It is bwpod.weebly.com. You can check out all of our sources, which I'm not going to lie, hasn't been updated for a minute, so I need to update that. yeah. And don't forget to email us.
Right? I was about to be like, what if they wanted to email us, Sid? But the email is b.witchespodcast@gmail.com. You can send in any listener stories, case recommendations, just please make sure that it is a, for true crime, make sure that it is a female criminal. That's all we ask. And
I take anything for paranormal.
Yep. For listener stories, put your pronouns in whether or not you want us to use your name.
Yes. And also put listener stories in the subject.
Yeah, please do that so that way we can filter them out, even though we don't have enough emails to you to be filtered yet.
We have 0 emails.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Send us emails.
Email us.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts because, hi, nobody knows who we are, and we need a lot of people to know who we are, so that would be great.
Yeah. And I want my hate mail.
And don't forget, we have a Patreon!
We do! We need to be more active on that.
Yeah, we need to post more content on there.
We're working on it. It's all dust. Everything went to shit for us. Be patient with us.
We also don't know what we're doing, so have fun with that.
Yeah, we really, really don't know what we're doing. We just like talking to each other.
Yes. And you. And we like talking to you.
Yeah, and you. And we like the attention.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I was like, you cannot tell me I am wrong.
Well, if you want to support us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/bitches.
Yeah, shout out to my mom for still supporting us even though we were gone for 2 months.
Thank you, Mama.
Thanks, Mom. Your money is appreciated.
Very much. Yep, I think that's everything.
What's our stuff?
What the camels?
What the camel happened?
I don't fuckulent know, my dude. God damn the forks.
God damn the fucking forks.
Keep it bitchy.
And keep it witchy.
Bye.
Bye.